Now, before she created this course, the only way she was making revenue was by actually building these websites for her one-on-one branding clients. So she was doing the work for them. She was a service provider. Now, she has made over $100,000 in the last 12 months from her digital course, not to mention that her best months were just this last March and April during quarantine. Crazy, right? But it makes sense in my head. People have a little bit more time. They want to get their businesses up and running so they never have to go back to a job. They're working on their website. So she made more money in quarantine than she did the months before. But she's made over $100,000 in the last 12 months with her digital course. However, she still takes some one-on-one clients simply because she enjoys it. But if you love it, if you enjoy it, then don't throw it out. Just do it in a different way so you really love it, you really enjoy it, and you have more than one stream of revenue in your business. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-million dollar business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, money, and time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and helps you create a life you love, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Okay, before we get going, a quick word from our sponsor. What if I told you that when it comes to my professional and personal goals, I have a secret tool that helps me stay on track and accomplish those goals? Would you want to know what it is? It's the Full Focus Planner. And okay, maybe it's not a secret because I talk about it all the time, but it's definitely one of my favorite tools for staying organized, on track, and in the zone. With their daily big three and annual goal setting prompts, I keep my goals top of mind and my actions aligned with what's most important to me and in my business. Plus, these planners keep me and my team from getting overwhelmed so we can focus on what matters most, including serving you. So head to fullfocusplanner.com and type in Amy10, so AMY10 at checkout for 10% off your order. That's Amy10 at checkout for 10% off your Full Focus Planner. All right, let's continue on to the episode. If you were to ask me what I love most about digital courses, I would have to say, it's hard to say because there's so much. But if I have to choose just one thing I love the most, or maybe two things, I would say that I love that digital courses can literally be added to almost any business. And that once you create your first digital course, you set the foundation for something that you can sell over and over again. With just a few tweaks and some updates each time you launch, you only need one course in your business for it to be profitable. But let's go back to that first reason I mentioned, the fact that you can add a digital course to almost any existing business. It's true. After 11 years in the industry, I've seen the most creative digital courses generate massive revenue. We're talking beyond six figures type of revenue. So today, I want to share with you four approaches for adding a digital course to your business, no matter what business or industry that you're in. I have a sneaky feeling that you'll see yourself in one of these examples and walk away with a clear picture of how you're going to add a digital course to what you're already doing, what you're already building, so that you can sell this digital course over and over again and generate way more revenue than you would as your business is structured right now. If you're a coach, consultant, service provider, online entrepreneur, and you don't yet have a digital course, or maybe you have a membership site, but you don't yet have a digital course, I have specific examples of just how to take what you offer, put it into a course, and sell it to reach more people and make a bigger impact. And of course, I won't stop there. I'll also give you my three profitable course types, along with real life examples of what type works best for each business structure. I don't care if you're 10 years into running your business or 10 days, this is an episode you're not going to want to miss. Let's get to it. First, let's explore how you can add a digital course to your one-on-one coaching business. So this would be for coaches like health and life coaches and consultants like stylists and social media consultants. There are a couple of ways that you could support your current business with a digital course. First of all, the goal here is for you to take the roadmap or step-by-step process that you use with your clients and turn that into a course, which is great because you already have that roadmap. You use it with your clients regularly to help them get results. So putting it into a digital course can be really simple. You don't have to make this complicated. And I'm saying that coming from a girl that tends to make everything complicated until I realize what I'm doing. And then I do a little backpedaling to say, how can I make this easier and simpler? So if you're with me, you get it. Okay. So from there, you could either only accept a handful of in-person or one-on-one clients and then market your course to everyone else who is looking for your expertise and wanting to work with you. So you take a handful of clients and then you offer your course to the rest. Or, and I haven't actually talked about this way before, so listen up, you could require students to go through your digital course first, and then once they've completed your course and have learned and hopefully implemented the skills necessary to work with you in a deeper way, they then have the option to request to work with you. And let me tell you, it's going to be at a premium price. Now, imagine how great it would be. So all my coaches, consultants who work one-on-one with clients, listen up. Because imagine how great it would be if those clients come to work with you with already having a foundation of what you want them to know and understand and have done before they do work with you so that you can really dive in and do like the deep work with them. Like there's always that foundational work, whether it be actually implementing something or getting their mindset on straight, so that when they come to you, you don't have to retrain them or start from scratch or like go way back thinking, I want to be here with you right now and move forward, but I've got to take 10 steps back because you're not prepared to work with me yet. So you've got to get them there. Imagine if you were able to wipe that out, whatever that looks like in your business and in your industry. So again, you either offer a digital course or one-on-one coaching for a premium price to clients that you want to work with, or you require people to go through your course first, and then they have the option to dive deeper into working with you for a premium coaching price. The beautiful thing, I bet you've already realized this, the beautiful thing about this approach is that you, as a coach or a consultant, can make more impact and have a bigger reach by offering a digital course around your area of expertise and skill set, or offer a roadmap because it makes it more accessible to people who might not be able to afford working with you one-on-one. Now, it also allows you to work with only the people you desire to work with without getting burned out. I have been a consultant before, and I know what it feels like to work with clients that I dread working with. So if you had a digital course, now you get to be choosy. Now you get to say, hey, my client load is full, or hey, I charge a lot of money, so that just takes out a lot of people that can't afford to work with you or don't choose to right now, but I've got another alternative for you, and you've got the course. So it allows you to work with only the people you desire to work with, because now you have control over who and how many. So my student, Lisa Hayem of Well Necessities, does an excellent job of integrating one-on-one coaching into her digital course offer. So Lisa is a registered dietitian who empowers her clients to be mindful around food choices. So she does something even a little bit different than I've outlined for you here. She offers additional support when you get her digital course. So you can buy her digital course, which is called Fork the Noise, for a premium price and get coaching with her. So it's coaching and the course, or she offers the course without the added coaching for a cheaper price, which makes it more affordable to the masses. So that's another way you can approach this. Now, you might be thinking, Amy, that's great, but my coaching or consulting doesn't translate online, so these options don't apply to me. Well, my friend, I want to challenge your thought. Now, anybody who's part of Digital Course Academy, or if you listen to my podcast religiously, or if you were on a webinar with me in 2019, you've heard of one of my superstar students. And I have to bring her up again here because she's the best example of what picture I want to paint for you here. Her name is Lauren Messiah. She lives in Los Angeles, and she was a celebrity stylist who transitioned into teaching other stylists how to style. She also transitioned into teaching her clients that she used to work with one-on-one into how to style themselves through a digital course where she's no longer in person with them. So she created two different digital courses, one to help other stylists build their business like she did, and two, how to style yourself, like the people she used to work with, because she transitioned into working with entrepreneurial women. And she would actually go to their house, go through their closet, clean their closet out, go shopping for them, schlep the big clothing racks back into their house, have them try things on. She'd like, you know, touch them in the sense of touching their shoulders and moving the clothing and making sure it fit. And like she was in there. I'm trying to say, it sounds weird when I say she's touching them. It's tangible. She's in there with them. And so it would be easy to say, Lauren, that will never work in a digital course. You have to be in person with them. You're literally moving the clothes around on their bodies and you're looking at it in real time and you're giving them feedback right there in the moment. That will never work for a digital course. But she was burned out. And so usually, and I don't want you to have to get to where Lauren was, but usually people decide to do a digital course when they're burned out and they're tired of their existing business model. And when they're kind of beat to the ground and like, this is too much. You don't have to wait that long. But Lauren, like so many of my other clients, they just were so burned out. And she's like, there's gotta be another way. And her business partner actually told her, I don't think this is going to translate. You can't teach a woman how to style herself through a digital course. You're so good at it in person. And she said, watch me. And she's gone on to create a $1 million plus business with her digital courses. She is such a superstar. I love to brag about her all over the web. So I use that story to tell you that if you think what you do cannot translate, open your mind and just be challenged to think, yeah, but if it did, what might it look like? Let me give you one more example. Natalie McLean is another really great example. She's a sommelier. So she teaches in person about pairing wine and food. Now, as you could imagine, this is a very physical and senses-based industry. She's there with you. You're swirling your wine. You're smelling it. She's helping you figure out like what you're smelling and what it's all about. And it's an experience, an in-person experience. However, she knew that she could reach more people if she wasn't just doing one-on-one or small group work. So she took it online. And she created a digital course that still provides people with the experience that they would have with her in person. And they get to do it from the comfort of their home. And she's made five figures in her business by doing this. So these are just a couple of examples how consulting or coaching or in-person work that you're doing can translate online. And if you think it can't be done, your competitors probably think it can't be done as well. So why don't you prove them wrong? All right, moving on. The second way that you can add a digital course to your business is if you have an existing membership site, a membership experience, and you want to add a digital course to that. So just to be clear, a membership experience or membership site is where your customers pay you a monthly or annual membership fee to have private access to your content or your coaching or whatever it is you're offering them on a consistent basis. So whether you have a health or nutrition coaching membership site or you have a quilting membership experience, this strategy will work for you. Now, there are two simple ways to implement this. The first way is what I learned from my good friend Stu McLaren, and he's an entrepreneur and membership extraordinaire, and you all know him from Tribe if you follow along with me. And he calls this first strategy the front-end membership, which would mean you're offering a low-price membership experience, low price being anywhere from $10 a month to, let's say, $50 a month, and you're doing this before you ever offer your digital course. So the membership would act as a way to attract your audience. So it's at the very front of your funnel. That's why it's called front-end membership. It's at the front of your funnel, and it's a way to nurture and build trust with your audience and prime them for purchasing down the road, which would be your digital course. So now in this model, you would want to create a course that is related to what your membership is about, but offers a different angle or more in-depth guidance and a supportive community. So this allows you as the coach, consultant, or educator to offer additional support and have another stream of revenue coming into your business. You could also offer two different options to join your front end. So you could do a basic membership, which gets them all the benefits of being a member. And then the second membership option is like more of a premium or VIP, and they would get the basic membership plus your digital course. Now, this is where you can get savvy with your marketing. You have the digital course live inside of every member's portal. And I call it like a student portal because I have my membership live in Kajabi, but you can call it something else. Anyway, you have your course live inside of your membership, but only your, let's say, VIP members get access to it. Now, this creates a lot of FOMO because it encourages those with the basic membership to want to up their membership to get what they can't get access to. So you can do it that way, or if you have a front-end membership, you don't have to pair it with the actual offer. So I was talking about like the basic offer and the VIP offer. You could just get everyone in at the basic offer, and then you sell your digital course to your members. The only people that get this digital course are the members, but they have to buy into it. So there's a few different ways you can do that. Now, on the flip side, the second approach is a back-end membership where you have a digital course and then you offer a membership only to those students of your digital course like we do with Momentum. So if you were to join us inside a digital course academy, you are the only students that will then get an invite into my membership called Momentum, where we continue with the implementation. We continue with your journey of creating courses and launching them, and then adding elements to your launch to make more money each time you launch. But the only people that can get into Momentum are those that first went through Digital Course Academy. Now, the reason I did that is because people would finish Digital Course Academy, but they'd want to continue the journey with me. They didn't want me to go away after the 12 weeks of me being live with them through my program. And they knew that they wanted more help with launching, more help with getting their course created, and more help with building their email list. But I didn't want to start the conversation from scratch in my membership. So we get to start the conversation after they know how to create a course and how to launch it. Now I get to fine tune with them. Now I get to help them implement. Now I get to troubleshoot. The conversations are elevated. We move at a faster pace to help them get faster results. It's a pretty amazing experience. Now, the key to a back-end membership is to keep it about supporting people in the implementation of what they've already learned, not about continuously teaching more and more and more. We've actually, through the months, restructured our membership so that we're not constantly teaching new content, but elevating the content they already have so they understand it at a deeper level and know how to implement it with bigger impact. So I actually don't have to create a lot of new content to have a thriving membership of Momentum because we make it about accountability, implementation, the community. Now, a really powerful way to go about this, if you already have a digital course, is to then ask your members at the end, what more do you want from me? How can I support you in a bigger way? And boom, you've got your answer for a back-end membership. But first, you got to create the course, and that's what we're talking about here. Either way, if you do a front-end membership that leads to a course or a back-end membership that leads to a course, you'll find that this is a wonderful way to go on the journey with your students. So I love the mix of a membership and a digital course. Not a necessity, but it's always a really cool combination. And now a quick word from our sponsor. Okay, so you know I'm all about simplicity, especially when it comes to my business. If I see a simple way to share my business and connect with my ideal customer, I'm all about it, which is why I love marketing on LinkedIn. So using LinkedIn ads ensures that I can connect with the right people at the right time, because there are 62 million decision makers on LinkedIn, and that's a lot. And here's the best part. LinkedIn ads are worth it no matter the size of your business, especially if you're just starting and you're looking to drive traffic and engagement to the right people. And at the end of the day, LinkedIn ads are helping smaller businesses get bigger results. Right now, LinkedIn is offering my listeners a free $100 LinkedIn ad credit to launch your very first ad campaign. So to grab your $100 credit, visit linkedin.com/Amy. That's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, let's get back to the episode. Okay, next up, let's talk about how a service provider can add a digital course to their offerings. So when I say service provider, I'm talking about a graphic designer or a dog trainer or anything in between. This varies from a coach or a consultant, because as a service provider, you're doing something, or you're providing a service for your customers, which means you have the opportunity to teach them the skills that you are providing when you deliver the service. It's the concept like teach a man to fish and you will feed him for a lifetime. Well, it's kind of like that. Now, before I go any further, I want to answer a question that I get asked all the time when I talk about the service provider creating a digital course. And that is that I often get the question, but Amy, if I teach my clients how to do what I do in terms of my service, they won't need to hire me anymore. I'll lose clients. But remember, that's not an abundant way to think. My whole thing is that you are only one person. You could only service so many people each month, each year, the lifetime of your business. So I'm helping you create an additional revenue stream. Number one, not everybody can afford your services. And number two, you're not going to want to work with everybody who wants to work with you. Remember what I said earlier about the coach and consultant who gets to pick and choose who they want to work with? Same goes for you. So basically, you take your know-how and the roadmap you use, and you turn that into a digital course so that you can empower your customers to learn this skill and actually do it for themselves. Now, again, the benefit here, just like the coach or consultant, you're able to expand your reach and impact, and you are scaling your business. And just like I said earlier, you can charge more for your services because now you're only taking a few clients at a premium level. Everybody else can have access to your digital course. Again, it doesn't mean you have to give up your practice if you have a digital course. It means you get to be choosier for who you work with. And we all know that the number one way a consultant or a coach or a service-based provider can get burned out is working with people they cannot stand. That's an honest assessment that we don't want to say because we don't want to disrespect our clients, but I can say it for you. I know what it's like to work with someone that you literally want to like wring their neck sometimes. So let's get you out of that craziness, because this business, you're in this for the long haul. You ain't got time for that, right? Okay, so let me give you an example. One of my students, Donna Mavromates, has a digital course called Be Your Own Website Designer, which teaches female entrepreneurs how to design their own website with zero experience. Now, before she created this course, the only way she was making revenue was by actually building these websites for her one-on-one branding clients. So she was doing the work for them. She was a service provider. She has made over $100,000 in the last 12 months from her digital course. Not to mention that her best months were just this last March and April during quarantine. Crazy, right? But it makes sense in my head. People have a little bit more time. They want to get their businesses up and running so they never have to go back to a job. They're working on their website. So she made more money in quarantine than she did the months before. But she's made over $100,000 in the last 12 months with her digital course. However, she still takes some one-on-one clients simply because she enjoys it. Now, I don't like working one-on-one with clients. It's not my zone of genius. I don't show up as my best self in that situation. But if you love it, if you enjoy it, then don't throw it out. Just do it in a different way so you really love it, you really enjoy it, and you have more than one stream of revenue in your business. Now, her digital course has allowed her to grow her team so that they can help her focus on the one-on-one work. And she can put more effort and energy into her digital course because now she has a team to help her. And I just want to reiterate one more time, don't think that just because you create a course teaching people how to do what you do, that you won't get clients. We all know that not everybody wants to do it themselves. And I will happily pay somebody to do it for me if I have the money to do so, and it's not my expertise. So there are both camps in this world. There are both camps in your industry. So just because you have one doesn't mean you can't have the other. Another way to add a course to your business, specifically in this case of a service-based business, is to create a course that is an offer that is different from what you're offering as a service. So you could create a course that meets your audience's needs either before or after your service. You could actually just teach them something that you don't do for your clients, but they keep asking for it. So you're like, okay, I don't want to do this for my clients, but they keep asking how to do it. So I'll make a course that's separate from my service-based business, but I know it's going to reach them where they're at because they're asking for it. And then I'll have my service-based business. So you don't have to teach what you do for your clients. You could teach something different. Hopefully it's aligned with whatever you are doing in your industry and market, but it doesn't have to be the exact same thing you do for your clients. So I hope a few aha moments just happened for my listeners, for you, that you're like, oh, wait a second. There is this other thing on the side that I'm always asked about, and it seems so simple to me, but no one knows what the heck they're doing. I could teach that. That would be really cool too. You could sell it to anybody, and you could sell it to those you're working with as well. So you could really expand. Now, again, one more time, I want to reiterate, you can create a course that people have to go through before they get to work with you in terms of your service-based business, or you could also create a course that after they work with you, you expand what you've done for them inside of a digital course. So you've got even more options. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're a copywriter. Maybe you work with someone to craft their emails and other copy. So you actually are writing copy for them. And after a certain amount of time working together, you offer them a digital course to teach them how to take what they've learned and templates you've created and start writing their own copy. So maybe they're not going to continue to work with you long term. So you're going to actually show them what they can do now on their own. Now that they've been a client for you, maybe you rewrote their entire sales page and they're like, okay, this is great, but I want to be able to do it myself as well. Oh, I've got a digital course. Or one more example, my copywriter, Shanti Zach, she still writes copy for me, but she also has a digital course teaching people how to create their own quizzes. She's written some amazing quizzes for us. It's so fun to work with her. I absolutely love it. But she knows that she can't create everybody's quiz for them. So she has a digital course on how you can create your own quiz. And Shanti's expensive, rightly so. So a lot of people might not be able to afford her, but they want to get her expertise on how to create a quiz for lead generation. And so she's got a course on that. I'll link to her website in the show notes. But that's another example of you're a service-based business, but you also have a course. Okay, the last way you can add a digital course to your business is simply leading with it as your number one revenue generator. This is my own business model. Sure, I have a few other offers, but the bulk of my revenue and where my focus always is with my course, Digital Course Academy, also known as DCA. And in this course, I teach my students how to create, launch, and successfully sell their digital course. Very meta, right? I've got a course on courses, I know. Now, when you want your digital course to be the focal point of your business, the key to doing this successfully is to be always creating content aligned with your digital course, even when you're not launching. If you are an avid listener of my podcast, you've heard me say this before, but I think some of the most important work we can do as digital course creators is the work we do when we're not launching our course, how we're showing up, our social media, our email marketing, our ability to create content that aligns with what we eventually will sell down the road. That's like the most important work. So for example, you'll notice that I am constantly creating free valuable content, such as on this podcast and in my social media. I do live Facebook live Q&As in my communities. Everything I do is aligned with helping my students understand, or potential students understand, the mechanics and the mindset shifts that go into creating and launching successful digital courses. It's always on my mind. And so when one digital course is the cornerstone of your business, like digital courses for me, then all roads lead to Digital Course Academy, meaning all my content should be aligned. So it's like you're priming the pump all year with major value, which is why I think my launches are so successful, because all the work and energy I put into attracting the right audience and nurturing the right audience and making sure that my email list is full of my ideal customer avatar on a continual basis. So it's always on my mind. If this approach, creating one digital course as the cornerstone of your business, if this approach really speaks to you, check out episode number 297. So if you go to amyporterfield.com/297, I give you some ways to make magic for your digital course in between launches, like what to do when you're not launching. Now, I'm not saying that your only offer is your digital course, like that's the only way you make money. I'm all about diversifying, but all my other offers I have are a smaller revenue generator than Digital Course Academy, but they all kind of lead into each other. So this is something that took me years to create, so don't beat yourself up if you're not here. But I have List Builder Society. So that's my list building course. And that one is for somebody just getting started for list building. And then I have Digital Course Academy. And then I have Momentum. So they all lead into each other. You don't have to take List Builder Society to join Digital Course Academy. But if you're starting from scratch with your list, it's a way to help you get going. But definitely Digital Course Academy then leads itself into Momentum. So it's a nice flow of content. And then I do affiliate marketing and some smaller offers. But at the end of the day, if you looked at how I generate revenue in my business, it is from Digital Course Academy. It would be at the top of the list. Okay, so I'm guessing that you saw your business within one of these four approaches, but you might be wondering what kind of digital course would be right for you in your business. Now, when I say kind of digital course, I mean the type of profitable course that would work well in your business. And I want to give you some examples here. So first, let's talk about a starter course, which is kind of jumping off point. This is the type of course where you're going to help your students get started in your area of expertise. You can generally charge between $100 and $200 for a starter course. And it gives your audience just enough information and support to help them begin moving forward. Think of it as a way to get them kickstarted or to kickstart their momentum. So I did this with FB Influence, a program I did with Lewis Howes way back when. And so this was like a Facebook 101 jumping off point. It was $97. So a starter course would work beautifully as an addition to a one-on-one coaching or consulting business. It would also blend well if you had a service-based business. So this is one way you can look at it. One of my students Louisa Deasy. She has a starter course that is a 30-day journaling for a memoir course, and it's priced at $247. So a little bit more, but still in that range. So Louisa is a memoir author herself, and she teaches others her techniques and tools for writing their own memoir. So she created her starter course to help her students gain the insight and fuel that they need to get published. This is the jumping off point for her students so that they can leave with what they need, how to get started. And then they can eventually take the next steps with her, which would be working with her one-on-one. You guys know that when you have a better understanding of something, you're more willing to invest in it, right? So think of it this way. Let's say working with you is expensive, as it should be. And so with that, if you had a starter course to help people wrap their head around how to get started, what this might look like, what are all the benefits? And then after that, they're like, wow, I've gotten started. I have a long way to go, but now I get it. That person who gets it is more likely to spend money with you, especially invest in your one-on-one coaching. So something to think about. The second type of course is a spotlight course, which takes a deeper dive into just one main area. So a starter course is more general and beginner. Conversely, a spotlight course is unique in that it offers specific and hyper-focused detailed information in one area. This type of course usually runs anywhere from $200 to $500. And you can always play around with the pricing, but that's basically a general benchmark. So this would work perfectly with a membership experience. Again, you're taking your members further into an area of your expertise that is in alignment with your membership site. You can also have a spotlight course outside of a membership site. For example, this would be my List Builder Society course, which focuses on helping my students, you guessed it, massively grow their email list using my three-step framework. So a spotlight course takes one main topic and goes deep into that one main topic. And the third type of course is a signature course. So this would be a complete comprehensive system in one course, and it's the most in-depth of all three types of courses. It's specific and detailed and includes the entire framework for a total transformation or major results. These types of courses run $500 on the low end, all the way up to thousands of dollars on the high end. So you probably guessed it, that Digital Course Academy is a signature course. So if you're looking to have your digital course as your number one revenue generator, you're going to want to make it a signature course so that it actually is substantial. It gets people really big results and you can charge more for it. So as I mentioned, Digital Course Academy is my signature course because it's extensive, it's comprehensive, and it takes my students through a total transformation with step-by-step roadmap of how to create and launch and successfully sell their digital course. It's the whole shebang. But I started with creating a starter course, and then my next successful course was a spotlight course, and then I graduated to a signature course. You don't have to do it in that order, but typically, I'm the kind of girl that likes to ease into things, so that's how I did it. So at this point, you're probably getting a clearer picture of A, how you can add a digital course to your business and why it would be beneficial, and B, what type of course would make sense for you and your goals and what you want to offer at this time. So hopefully, you're full of ideas. All right, let's review the four ways one last time. The first way to add a digital course to your business is by having it as an extension of your one-on-one work as a coach or a consultant. The second is by adding it to your membership site, whether the front end or the back end of your membership site. The third is to use it as a way to educate your students how to DIY what you do within your service-based business. And the fourth way, my favorite way, is to use it as your main revenue generator for your business, which is what I do with Digital Course Academy. Now, although I have my favorite, I actually love all of these approaches, and I've seen them all work for my students. And the beautiful thing about a digital course is that it can be so flexible in terms of how you add it to your business. Plus, once you create your course, You have it for life to sell over and over and over again. Of course, you'll want to make tweaks and improvements as you go, but once you create the foundation, once you have your digital course, you do not need to create additional courses to be profitable in your business. Sure, if you want to, go on with your bad self, but you do not need to. And that's what's so important for you to know. All right, friend, I hope you're feeling excited and full of new ideas for what your business can look like with a digital course. The next step is to start moving your business in that direction. If you need a little step-by-step guidance on how to get started, you know I'm your girl. So keep joining me every week here so that you can create the business and the life that you genuinely desire. All right, I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Bye for now.